Long before the demands and the pressures of the Christmas season set in, the church gives us the opportunity to begin our spiritual preparations. Before we get caught up in the decorations and the shopping, before our social obligations of the season fill our calendars, before that time begins, we begin a time of fasting, prayer, and almsgiving. We begin the long and challenging journey which leads us to Christ's glorious birth in Bethlehem. Today we begin the Nativity preparations and the Nativity fast. And then in the next few weeks, we will certainly become inundated with Christmas advertisements and shopping and the like. And these things, these earthly cares, so to speak, can easily distract us from the purpose of the Feast of Nativity, the focus that we should have during this season. And the preparations we are undertaking ultimately should keep us focused, keep us on track on where we're going and what we need to be focusing our attention and our energies upon. We need to focus on what is essential in this season. We need to remain focused upon Christ's incarnation, Christ's coming birth. And today, the gospel text ultimately helps us to do that if we just pay attention to what it's saying. A lawyer came and asked Jesus what he must do to inherit eternal life. And instead of answering directly, Jesus asked a question: how do you understand the law? And he answered, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said, you are right. Do this, and you will live. You know, elsewhere, Jesus takes these same two things that the lawyer seizes, and he says, these are the first and the second greatest of the commandments. He says that on these two commandments hang all of the prophets and all of the law, that they're all fulfilled simply by loving God and loving our neighbor as ourself. We have fulfilled all that is in the law and the prophets. And essentially, this is the message that we need to take to heart today. These two commandments are not only a summary of the law and the prophets, these two commandments are a summary of the Christian life itself. These two commandments remind us what is essential and what we must be striving towards in our lives. We must be striving towards a greater love for God and a greater love for our fellow man. And it is a good reminder to hear this morning as we begin the Nativity season. How should we focus our energy in this season? Our energy should be going towards loving God and loving our fellow man. The practice of prayer and fasting and almsgiving are to help us do that, to help us stay focused and guide us in this process. The disciplines of the season ultimately are helping us to love God more, to love our fellow man better. It's in this context we need to consider the content of the parable. We are told in this story, as Jesus tells it, a priest encountered the wounded man by the side of the road, and he passed by on the other side. Apparently, he had something more important to do. Maybe there was a pressing service at the temple in Jerusalem that he had to get to, and so he continued his journey. A Levite likewise passed by. He apparently also had something more important to do. He had to go perform some spiritual obligation of some type. It takes a Samaritan who comes along and happens upon him, who stops and actually helps this man. And we need to recognize very clearly, two of these individuals that Jesus tells a story about did not have a clear focus as to what was important, what was essential in the moment in which they were living. They passed by somebody who was wounded and dying on the side of the road to go do something else that they deemed more important. But the Samaritan had a sense of what was important in the moment and chose what was essential. It's so easy for us to get caught up in our rationalizations and our justification of ourself, especially when it comes to spiritual things and things that we think we're right about. It's easy to justify ourselves, to justify our perspectives, to justify our actions. But we need to see clearly what is most important in the moment at hand. And surely in the story that Jesus tells, helping this wounded man by the side of the road, that was the priority in the moment. Yet the priest and the Levite both pass him by to go do something else, to continue their journey unhindered. I don't know about you, but in my life, certainly, it's true that many opportunities to help others often come at inconvenient moments. They don't come in the convenient time where it's easy to respond. They come at inconvenient times where it's not easy to respond. It's often when I'm in the middle of something else, something that is perhaps even truly important. That's when I'm approached for help. That's when somebody needs something. And it's easy to justify passing by the need in the moment to finish whatever is at hand. But we need to always ask that question, what is most important in this moment? What is the loving thing to be doing in this moment, to love God and to love my fellow man? What does love require that I do in this moment that I am living? During this season of Nativity, we need to keep this in mind. Though we are supposed to have a spiritual focus, we are supposed to be focusing our attention upon Christ, upon the incarnation, we don't want to get caught up in spiritual activities and lose sight of the need of our fellow man who might be right in front of us. And that's why we have a balance of prayer and fasting and almsgiving. The focus is not only my relationship with God, but it is also, through almsgiving, my relationship with my fellow man, and we recognize the need of others. We have to recognize almsgiving for us is much more than simply giving money to address a material need, but it's also a giving of ourselves, a serving of others, giving our time to people who might need help, who might be in need. So in this season of Nativity, let us not just get caught up in spiritual activities, though we are supposed to have a spiritual focus, and lose the focus of what is right before us. Rather than viewing an interruption as an inconvenience, we need to see it as an opportunity to serve. Remember that we are seeking to love God and love our fellow man. And though sometimes a call for help, somebody in need, may be inconvenient in the moment, love requires that we serve the need that is before us. And ultimately, helping someone doesn't cause us to lose our focus in this season. Helping someone should be the focus of this season, the nature of the season. Remember, the goal that we are seeking is a greater love for God and our fellow man. And when we help someone, we simply grow in love towards our fellow man. And it helps us achieve what is the essential goal of this season. It's certainly true that our cultural celebration of Christmas has many embedded distractions in it. Not everything that is part of Christmas when you go out there helps us focus on our Savior's birth. In fact, some things are directly opposed to our faith and the values of our faith. These things can easily cause us to lose focus, the right focus of where it should be in this season. But serving others is not one of those things. Serving others is a part of our faith. Serving others is something that we need to focus on, that is essential. And it's not only essential in this season, but it's essential throughout the year. It's essential in our life in general. We must be servants. Christ came to serve, and he called us into a life of serving. We need to be prepared to serve others, to help those who are in need. We may never have a dramatic encounter as we hear in the gospel text this morning, a wounded man by the side of the road that needs help. That's pretty dramatic, and maybe not every one of us have such an occurrence in our lives. But we need to recognize that each and every one of us do encounter wounded people in this life, people who are simply beat up by life, people who have been tread down upon by other people throughout their life. And they need us to reach out an outstretched hand to help them to their feet. They need our love. They need our serving them. We need to remember this today as we begin the Nativity preparations. This season is preparing us for our Savior's birth. We are seeking a greater love for God and a greater love for our fellow man. And serving others is not a distraction in this, but rather helps us attain that goal. So let us progress towards Bethlehem with eyes wide open. Let us recognize those who may be wounded and stranded along the way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.